Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now, coming to you live from the Lousy Weather Media Sportatorium, ANA MMA presents the second annual ANAmies. I am your host, Slim.
And your boy, Monty.
We have a whole slew of ballots, of choices.
Yo, this music is too loud. Turn this music down.
Okay, all right. Let's just start the show. Hello, guys. It's ANA MMA, and we're back up in the booth.
Feels good to be back, Slim. We're finally getting out of the Lousy Weather Media studio. We're back in the Sportatorium, back right. In our beautiful booth.
Right.
And I just want to know, if you guys remember last year, our trophies, they looked like they were wearing booty shorts. We just totally changed that.
Yeah,
they
no
have,
more.
They have, like, actual shorts on now.
Yeah,
so.
no more diapers.
Still diamond-encrusted, though.
Right, correct. Platinum.
I'm so happy you're the treasurer still of
I know, it's great.
Media,
they don't know where the money's going. This. Yeah.
But we're back, dude.
Like I said,
it's
we have a whole...
It's been a crazy year. Oh,
it's been a crazy year. I'm really excited with the categories that you picked, and we got some expert opinions on the votes this year. It's not just the slew of random people that we had choose last year.
Yeah.
It's some top competitors themselves.
It went for all the way from MMA journalists to casual fans,
right.
All the way to amateur fighters, all the way up to UFC fighters.
Exactly.
Well, UFC fighter. But yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of different people who voted on this, and it's going to be interesting to see who won the awards. I'm really excited.
I am very excited.
We also have a third correspondent in the booth, Will.
What's going on? How you guys doing tonight?
He's
going
to be helping us out with, you know, stuff that we need help with. We finally found our third man.
Finally.
After going into 2019 as as a three-man wrecking crew. So
we got this.
And I'm
let's go ahead.
It's all year.
Get down to the awards. I think it's about time for our first one, right, Slim?
Yes. Let's present the award. Award is for... the ANA MMA douche move of the year.
Oh my goodness! All right. Well, yeah. Also to note, we don't have Taylor this year. She's sick, so I guess I'm doing the awards and handing them out to all the fighters.
Fair enough.
Let's go down to the first one. I'm gonna run down there. And the ANA MMA award for douche move of the year. Our candidates are. Dana White for trading one of his all-time greats, Demetrius Johnson, for someone he's always been hating on, Ben Askren.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting one.
Our second candidate, also Dana White, for moving UFC 232 to California while Jon Jones still has a picogram of steroids.
Yeah, costs a lot of people money.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
In his system, costing people a lot of money.
Right.
Our third candidate... James Gallagher for talking that cash shit to Ricky Bandejas and then getting his shit kicked in at Bellator 204.
Straight blasted, son. Ugh.
And our final candidate, Mr. Conor McGregor, for throwing a dolly through a fucking bus and costing UFC 223 a great card and hurting a couple people in the process.
He really did that.
And our winner is... Dana White for moving UFC 232 to California.
Wow. All right. Dana.
Oh, wow.
And this just happened last week.
Yeah.
We didn't get to cover this one, but Jon Jones tested positive for a picogram of the same metabolite that he had originally tested for back last July, almost 17 months ago.
Absolute nonsense.
And the Nevada State Athletic Commission said, we can't license him to fight here. So Dana said, we're going to Cali. And on 1 week's notice, all the fighters and everyone had to just pack up and move their shit.
Yo, absolute nonsense, dude.
Some say, hey, they saved the fight. And others say, I'm paying a shitload of taxes right now.
Well deserved.
Yeah, well-deserved award.
And Dana gets his trophy and storms. Oh, he's pink. He's now Dana Pink.
Damn. What a thumb.
Right. Oh, wow. All right. Well, moving on to our second award of the night.
We had the worst referee call of the year. There's some real stinkers.
Yeah. Mario Yamasaki won this one last year. So yes. I'm really excited to see how this one goes this year.
Right.
Let's go down.
So in our first nomination, we have Mario Yamasaki refereeing Valentina Shevchenko versus Priscilla Cachoeira. UFC Fight Night 125.
Didn't she land like 279 strikes to like three?
To three, yes.
Rude.
Herb Dean. Khalil.
Maybe I should read the names.
All right, you go ahead.
Herb Dean, when he was refereeing Khalid Murtazalayev versus CB Dalloway and was literally letting CB Dalloway die in the middle of the octagon.
Yeah, he almost
amazing.
Died. He almost died.
Tim Mills, when he had that bad stoppage, costing Chas Skelly's family a lot of money, if you remember, against Bobby Moffitt. That was at UFC Fight Night 139. And then our final candidate, Dan Mergliata, when he refereed Jacare Souza versus Chris Weidman, letting Chris Weidman take a little bit of damage.
A big beating.
That was at UFC 230. And our winner for worst referee call of the year goes to,
drum roll,
a now two-time winner, Mario Yamasaki.
Wow.
For letting Priscilla Cachoeira just get battered and bruised. Has he even reffed in the UFC since then?
No, Dana said
that's
he will never ref.
That's what got him picked out of reffing the UFC.
Wow. But at least he has this award to show for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's congrats to him.
That's awesome.
He is accepting his award. Good for him. I forgot to tell you, we changed it up. Will's girlfriend, Michaela, is actually handing out fighters their stuff. So I'm going to chill in the booth. Slim's going to chill in the booth. We'll just tell you guys the candidates. But yeah, Mario Yamasaki has his gloves on, taking the award. Very weird.
And he did that little heart thing again.
Oh, why'd he do that?
I don't know. He always
cringy.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to ref in Bellator.
Oh, well, he is now the first double winner 2 years in a row back to back. Mario Yamasaki,
congratulations.
Won't be able to win next year, unfortunately.
He might, because the UFC said we're not having him, but he might ref somewhere else.
Oh, if he goes to Bellator and let somebody
almost
die?
Kill someone else. Yes.
Awesome.
License murder. Anyway,
well, on the flip side of that, our next award is going to be for the best referee of the year, a very new category for ANA MMA.
Right.
I was interested to see about this because we had, you know, our fighters as voters, so they probably look at who these referees are and kind of study them.
I was really interested
to see who won. Let's go ahead and announce the candidates. Go ahead, son.
We have Jason Herzog, Mark Goddard, No Nonsense Keith Peterson, and the beard himself, Mike Beltran.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Let's see.
All right. The winner for Referee of the Year goes to No Nonsense Keith Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Who received a total of 3 votes.
Wow. Nice.
Every other ref got 1.
Well, really?
Yeah.
There you go. Nice.
So,
I do like
man,
Keith Peterson.
Dude.
He's never had a bad call. He's, you know, but he's never stood out either. He's kind of like the middle of the road ref.
Oh, you're talking that cash shit.
As in, like, he's never had anyone, like, be like, oh, yeah, that was a good call by the ref. I mean, maybe he has. I don't know. I'm talking shit.
He's no nonsense, bro.
Right. He's no nonsense. If you're getting your ass beat,
yeah. So congrats to Keith Peterson, who has his same stoic, as always, face as he accepts the award.
Wow, no nonsense.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, no nonsense out of him.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
A little bit of
controversy on this next one.
Yeah, so this is actually another new category in our award show. This is going to go out for Best MMA Gym of the Year.
Mm.
This is across the whole country. Actually, I'm sorry. It's across the whole world.
Yes.
We have international candidates as well, but, let's go ahead and go with the candidates here. We had AKA American Kickboxing Academy. They had Cormier, double champ this year. Khabib get his title. Cain Velasquez making his comeback announced. So that's going to be a big thing for them. Our next candidate, American Top Team. I mean, look at these fighters, dude. Amanda Nunes, Joanna, Dustin Poirier, who had an amazing year. Right. Yoel Romero.
Right, that's a good one.
Our third candidate is Jackson Wink MMA.
A lot of controversy coming out of this gym this year.
Of course.
But
you got
still
John Jones, Cub Swanson, Michelle Watterson, Holly Holm. And then our fourth candidate, Tiger Muay Thai. What a year for them. They had the first women's flyweight champion, yep. Valentina Shevchenko, Tai Tuivasa, Tyson Pedro, and Petr Yan. So they had a really good year. Let's go ahead and see who won.
Okay.
And our winner, unanimously, for Best MMA Gym, is American Kickboxing Academy.
Yeah.
We also had a couple one-off votes that weren't on the ballot.
Yeah.
But go ahead and explain that.
So we sent the ballot to Jeff Hughes. Jeff voted for Strong Style. You know.
I guess I should have put that in there just to not be disrespectful.
Right. Great gym. Had some real dominant performances this year.
Jessica I.
Come on.
I mean, shit. Stipe even defended his title this year also. So, I mean, they had a big win that way.
Right. And then Jason Cassius. I forget what gym he's from.
Isn't it like CMB?
Or
CKB, something like that?
Yeah, CMA.
CMA.
So they got some real studs. I tell you this.
So they both also received one vote, but other than that, American Kickboxing Academy does get the award. Khabib and DC went up there to take it.
Right, and I think
and
they really...
They're fighting over it.
Uh-oh.
They're both pulling on it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Why do they always argue?
I don't know. It's some...
they're laughing. Oh, okay, it was a prank.
All right, good.
Love those guys.
This next category is probably my favorite.
Ooh.
It's Slim's Hottest Fighter of the Year.
So we had everybody vote on this, but their votes don't count.
Yeah,
they don't.
My category, but I'm letting everyone else have a piece of it this year.
So are we doing the unanimous vote, or are we doing who you voted for?
Both.
All right.
We'll give both.
Might as well.
We'll have the unanimous and then the runner-up.
The candidates for Slim's Hottest Fighter of the Year. We had Rachel Ostovich, of course. Her second nomination.
Right.
Our defending champ.
Mm-hmm.
The chiseled chin god himself.
Oh, just want to spread.
Paolo Borchina Costa.
I just want to spread butter on toast with his chin.
Oh, yeah.
Our third candidate.
Look him up.
Mackenzie Dern.
Yeah.
Making her. That's her first.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
I've looked at that Instagram many times.
Oh!
Mackenzie.
And then our fourth candidate, also a first-time candidate, Anastasia Yankova.
Anastasia.
Yeah. Found out about this girl from Bellator. Wow.
Fire.
Model from Russia.
Okay.
Yikes.
Okay.
Also beating people up, though.
Right. True. 5-1.
All right. Well, the person receiving... This is who the award's going to go to, and then we'll let you know who Slim voted for, I guess. The winner for Slim's Hottest Fighter of the Year goes to our second defending champ, Paolo Borchina Costa. I'm going to go down there and hug him.
Yes, my baby. Oh, my God. Look at him. Look at his muscles poking through his shirt. Look at him. He can't. What size does he wear? He can't fit that. Oh,
dude, like you said, he definitely does smell like musk, but like the perfect amount. It's so weird.
Why?
Roll the windows down. You're letting all the stank out.
Oh, wow. I like that. But Borchina with his second straight Slim's Hottest Fighter of the Year award. Wow.
Just look at the man. Come on.
So this one's actually a different trophy. It's. Actually, Borchina. We just made the trophy Borchina.
Yeah, a statue of him.
So he literally just got a diamond-encrusted, well-shorted trophy of himself.
Right.
That's interesting to see.
And I got one for myself as well.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
You didn't tell me that. I was wondering where that other $30,000 came out of our budget, you weirdo.
It's going right on my mantle. But anyway, my personal pick for this award, because it is my category and all, I get to say... was Rachel Ostrovich. Not only is she just one of the most attractive fighters to ever fight, but she went through a lot of controversy at the end of this 2018. Mm-hmm. She got beat up by her own husband. Her kid had to go Thanksgiving and Christmas without a dad because he was in jail.
And one thing we do not condone at A&A MMA
is domestic violence against women. But
never. You fucking worms.
Through all that, she got her orbital bone broken, and through all that, she is still continuing to fight in January
against Paige VanZant.
Wow, what a trooper! What a real warrior, honestly. So that's why
Rachel cheekbones still looking nice too.
Yes, and that's why Rachel got my vote.
Highlighter on point, girl.
100%.
All right. Oh, man, Slim. I also wanted to comment on your attire this year. You looked a lot better last year.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got my...
You got the broken button. Are you getting a little bit fatter? Did it break today? You went to go put it on and that shit popped?
It didn't. It's just been in my closet. I forgot. I got to get a dry clean. I just been putting it off. And
didn't you wear that to the Cleveland Comedy Awards
I did.
Well?
Yeah, yeah. Cool, I was going to wear my velvet one, but when I put my arms up, the sleeves went up to my elbows, so I can't wear that one right now. I got a little too long for that.
I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. Will is just our local blunt roller. That's his job as our third man.
Right.
We just pass him the weed and he rolls it.
Yeah, the stadium.
Right on point.
What do we call it? The studio?
The sportatorium.
The sportatorium is in California, so we're allowed to do this.
I hope Sean doesn't find out we did this.
He'll be all right. He supports it. It's press either way.
Well, anyways, I guess we'll get back to the awards.
Yes.
Our next nomination is...
Best Fighter debuting in 2018.
You want to read the nominations?
Sure.
Go for it.
First, we have Israel Adesanya.
The Last Stylebender. Wow.
He went 4-0 in the UFC. Oh, my God. Then we had Mackenzie Dern, who put on quite the run herself.
Yeah, she had two wins.
Mm-hmm. We had Peter Yan.
He actually had a surprising year in MMA or in the UFC. Nobody really expected him to come out and get three wins,
right.
But he had a hell of a year.
Very dominant. And last, Curtis Millender.
He had an upset his very first fight coming in, and then after that, everybody kind of gave him his respect. Won his next fight after that.
Yep.
Very impressive start for Curtis Millender.
On a tear. All right. The award for Best Fighter debuting in 2018 goes to...
Israel, The Last Stylebender, Adesanya.
Yeah, Stylebender boy. You know, that's my personal favorite because he does the Naruto hand signs.
You know what I'm saying?
He gets in there and whoops some ass. Ooh,
I love that shit. I mean, it really doesn't get better than starting out your UFC career with four straight wins. Not to mention, he ended 2018 knowing he's fighting Anderson Silva going into 2019.
Yeah, like what? How do you sleep at night knowing that?
He stays active and, dude... He's got to be one of the best prospects, and he's not even a prospect anymore. He's got to be one of the best contenders in all of MMA right now.
Title shot 2019, Israel Adesanya.
Absolutely.
Let's say, guys, how do you even prepare for a fight against Silva anyways? I mean...
Well, Silva's 44.
It don't...
So...
I mean, we got a lot of nice guys out here, but... Someone could still strike a punch.
Absolutely.
I mean,
no, there's
definitely. But Stylebender is the best technical striker the UFC has probably ever seen.
We've never seen Anderson fight a guy who fights like him.
He is the best kickboxing prospect to ever come into the UFC ever in its history.
Yeah. And he's got the wrestling.
His technical
and the
striking
takedown defense.
Is just, he's two steps ahead of everybody.
So with just four wins.
In the UFC. He's got like 12 or something overall.
Yeah. Okay. But,
yeah, no, absolute monster.
Cool. Yeah, nice. He's it's going to be a very interesting fight, but...
I look forward to seeing what he does in 2019.
I mean, Anderson Silva is just, not what he used to be. He's definitely a shell of himself.
Yeah.
Well, he's fighting him for a reason, though, too, right?
And he's been told if he beats him, he gets a title shot, so...
Yeah, we'll talk then.
Let's see. Let's see. Yeah,
we'll definitely talk
we know
then.
Who Will's pick is.
Yeah.
This fight.
All right, well, going into... he did the Naruto sign!
Yes!
While he accepted the award and he held it in the air! That has to be your golden trademark moment of your life.
Was that a shadow clone? Oh, no. Oh, no, that was the lightning blade. That's what it was. Okay, yes.
Oh, shit.
Shout out Kakashi. Anyway.
Kakashi 9-6?
No, none of that.
9-6.
Kakashi Hatake.
Yo, last time you fucking hated on Takashi at your show, I was lightweight, like, wow.
Oh, you hate on Takashi?
Yeah, fuck Takashi. Anyway.
Oh,
we don't support pedophiles out here.
Never.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Never.
highly right. controversial ANA MMA awards.
Literally. Okay, so the next category is the Breakthrough Fighter of the Year. Now, this doesn't have to be the best record. This doesn't have to be the best showing. It's just who got out there and just made themselves a name and got the biggest hype throughout the year. So our nominees for this category are Israel Adesanya. Like we said, had
a nomination. Wow.
4-0 in the welterweight or middleweight division, looking fantastic in all his fights. Anthony Smith, who made a jump up from the middleweight division after suffering a loss of Thiago Santos, and he has been 3-0 in lightweight heavyweight so far. Yeah. Thiago Santos himself, who went 4-1 this year, including two jumps up to light heavyweight, and I think he should stay there now. And Tatiana Suarez. I don't remember what she did this year.
She had three wins.
Three wins? Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Very dominant. Two wins.
Okay. But looked dominant in both of those regardless.
Yeah, she fought top competition, which is why she beat Carla Esparza in her last fight.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why she got up there.
All right. And the winner goes to
Anthony Lionheart Smith.
Wow. That boy was on a tear this year.
Yeah. Oh so I really found this one interesting because Thiago Santos beat Anthony Smith this year, and he had the same record. So I was just really interested.
I thought he went 4-1.
They both went 4-1.
Oh, okay. I thought Anthony Smith was 3. Anyway.
I was just really interested to kind of see how that played out, but Anthony Smith was the one who got the most hype behind him.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he, you know, just made it look easy. Two knockouts? That's insane.
Yeah. Other people receiving votes, Israel Adesanya had a couple votes, and I actually voted for Thiago Santos myself.
Wow.
I was the only one.
I voted for Anthony Smith.
I also wanted to note in our previous award, the best fighter debuting in 2018, Curtis Melander got a vote too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah. Very interesting vote, but shout out to you, Wack. So our next one, this was also a really close vote. This one goes for UFC Card of the Year. We had a lot of great cards throughout the year. I mean, it was a very memorable 2018. Go ahead and let them know the candidates, Slim.
So the first card of the year. These are only pay-per-views right here.
Right.
UFC 225, Whitaker versus Romero number 2. That was a fantastic fight.
Absolutely.
UFC 226, Miocic versus Cormier.
What a memorable night that was. Didn't really go the way we all wanted, but...
UFC 228, Woodley versus Till.
What
a stacked card.
That was the most high action one. Had those two knee bars in the same card. I mean, that was just so high action. A 45-second knockout.
Right.
It was just
nuts.
Back-to-back action in that one.
And last, UFC 229, you knew this was coming. Nurmagomedov versus McGregor.
I mean, Conor McGregor making his comeback against Khabib. Oh, dude, we knew it was going to be fireworks, and it was...
Definitely was.
The most memorable night of the year, I'd say.
Definitely was.
Right, for sure.
And the winner goes to... UFC 229, Khabib versus McGregor.
Wow, the highest UFC-selling pay-per-view of all time!
Yeah, dude, I mean...
Congrats.
There's...
That's crazy.
That's just all you got to say right there. It was... So hyped up, and it lived up to the hype.
Who's accepting this award?
Dana White.
Oh, he's still pink. He's still pink.
He doesn't like us at
all.
Oh,
he's turning red now. Oh, shit. Hey, you got paid. It's fine. You can pawn this off, I'm sure. Pawn Stars will take it. You're friends with Rick, aren't you? Rick Harrison. Anyway.
Others receiving votes. 228 had a couple votes, and... a one-off vote for UFC 225. So, yeah.
All right. Nice. Okay, moving right along to the fight night of the year.
No.
Oh, fight of the year. Yeah. I'm sorry. So, we had in the very first one, Dustin Poirier versus Justin Gaethje.
Wasn't that literally the first card of the year?
One of them, yeah.
Like the first fight night? But, yeah, that was UFC on Fox 29. That was a back-and-forth battle
the entire time. At it. Next, we had Robert Whittaker versus Yoel Romero 2 from UFC 225.
Oof, they both got battered in that one.
Champ almost lost his belt in that one, but he retained the title. Mm-hmm. Tony Ferguson versus Anthony Pettis from UFC 229.
The most bloody.
Ferguson teed off on Pettis.
The most bloody fight.
He's back. And then the last one, Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez, UFC 2 fight night.
The buzzer beater, the very last second of the fifth round.
That was a pretty brutal
card. After Yair was getting his ass kicked the entire fight.
Right. That was a brutal fight. That was nuts. And the winner goes to
Tony Ferguson versus Anthony Pettis.
Wow, really?
229.
Really?
This one actually had a pretty good amount of votes. Others receiving votes were Korean Zombie versus Yair got one, mm-hmm. and then Dustin Poirier versus Gaethje got one.
Nice. I was hoping Max Holloway and Brian Ortega would have been on there.
Yeah, that was definitely a notable snub, but everybody can't make the list.
That's fair.
I definitely did think that should have been in there, though, but it was a little bit one-sided. Yeah, I think that was why it didn't make it.
True. That's fair. Okay. Moving right along, we have the ANA MMA Prospect Award of the Year. This is one of the most prestigious that
this
we do.
This is something me and Slim definitely take a lot of pride in. Mm-hmm. You know, last year, Zabit won it.
Yeah, and we've done really well for ourselves of calling out who these prospects are, and they've
from
been
day one,
moving right along.
We've always known who has the most talent. I mean, mm-hmm. we are literally like MMA scouts. We know who is going to be fire and who's going to fizzle out.
Exactly.
And this is, probably our most prestigious award in our eyes.
I would say so. All right. This year we have Dominic Reyes.
Oh, your boy.
Yes. You already know. Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Of course.
Had to be on there. Alexander Hernandez, who is about to fight Donald Cerrone at lightweight. Yikes. Shit. And lastly, Aspen Ladd, who I believe is going up to 145 to face Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is.
And the winner goes to
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
I need to find a clip of that.
Oh, yes.
That's amazing.
So, Sugar Sean had a lot of votes. The other one who got votes was Dominic Reyes,
yes.
which really surprised me. I mean, Alexander Hernandez is ranked in the lightweight division now. Mm-hmm. And then Aspen Ladd getting a fight against Holly Holm.
Aspen Ladd is stupid fire.
But a funny little tidbit, Sean O'Malley found out that he wasn't nominated for too many ANA MMA awards. And he said on his Twitch stream 2 days ago, that he will be taking over the A&A Mies next year.
Yes.
So I guess we're looking forward to that. We will be holding Sean to his word on that.
Right. He's got to come here and smoke us out.
Make sure you follow Sugar Sean OG on his Twitch channel. I mean, shit. He'll talk to you guys. He communicates with the fans.
We will fund your plane ticket.
Right. But yeah, you voted for your boy, Dominic Reyes. I found that really interesting, Slim.
I did, because, you know, he just looks so fantastic this year. I still think he needs to fight Anthony Smith for the to a title shot. That's a title eliminator there.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so fire.
But, yeah, Dominic Reyes had a fantastic year. I believe he's in the top five, at least the top ten now, after his win over OSP. And, look, I can't wait for him in 2019. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good call, Slim. But Sugar Sean O'Malley, we are definitely looking forward to him having a huge 2019. He comes off of his suspension in March, and then after that, he is still healing up from his surgery. We're thinking it might be maybe around June or July that he's fighting.
Okay.
So hopefully he gets two or three in.
Right, that'd be great. All right, moving right along. We have another very prestigious award. Submission of the Year.
Oh, shit.
The nominees for this one are pretty wild. We have Claudio Puelles, comeback leg lock over Felipe Silva, UFC Fight Night 129. That one was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We had Aljamain Sterling and Zabit Magomed Sharipov's back-to-back knee bars from the back mount that has only been done ever once before.
In the whole history of the UFC.
And they did two of them back-to-back. UFC 228.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy.
Nuts.
Wow.
We had Adam Wojciechek with the omoplata on Arjun Bular after getting his ass kicked for two rounds, UFC on Fox 29. That's crazy to be caught in that alone,
right?
Let alone for a heavyweight.
An Olympic wrestling heavyweight.
Right. And then on the last one, we have Paul Craig pulling off the triangle choke at 4 minutes and 59 seconds in the third round after getting completely dominated in the entire fight.
Yeah.
UFC Fight Night 127.
That was absolutely wild. And the winner of Submission of the Year goes to Paul Craig.
Yeah, that was my vote.
For pulling off his triangle choke at 4 minutes and 59 seconds in Bear the third round after getting completely dominated that whole fight. That was just absolutely amazing, dude. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
I can't think of the Russian that he fought, but dude was like extremely hyped. For sure. Aliyev was his last name.
No, that's his last name.
Is Aliyev, but
Magomed, yeah. I think
he had a lot of hype coming in, and Paul Craig put an end to that after just
dude crazy thing
not
I've
giving e- up, dude.
The craziest thing I've ever seen. He had 1 second left, and he would have lost that fight.
So this one, it was one of our. It was actually our closest one coming in. The closest second was Aljamain Sterling and Zabit Magomed Sharipov. Yeah. So
no, that was incredible that they both.
Oh, absolutely,
that. Definitely.
So
okay,
we move on to
the big one, knockout of the year.
Oh yes, this is our only one. Contender that had 5 different nominations.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a tiebreaker.
What? No.
Do we need a tiebreaker?
No. There's 5 nominations.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
All the other ones had 4.
I got you.
This one had 5 because there were so many crazy knockouts this year.
I had to definitely do it. All right. In the first one, Yoel Romero destroys Luke Rockhold with a follow-up punch from hell after knocking him to the canvas. UFC 221.
It was so rude.
Rude. But it's fine. I love you! He gave him a smooch later.
Oh, no.
We had Brian Ortega becomes the first to knock out Frankie Edgar using an uppercut. UFC 222 took him right off his feet.
That's history.
Nick, crazy. We got Lyoto Machida reenacts the Anderson Silva's front kick KO of Vitor Belfort in Brazil for his retirement fight UFC 224.
Nobody saw that coming at all.
Wow, insane. Both fighters are now out of the UFC.
Yeah, that's wild.
Crazy. Derek Lewis, last second overhand miracle over Alexander Volkov's UFC 229. 10 seconds left on the clock. He had to figure out something. He threw the punch. Made it work.
I remember that when we were all watching that, everybody just scattered in the house. Like somebody just got baked super hard. Everybody
got up and ran
away.
And the last one, Yair Rodriguez, unbelievable moment of creativity with a ducking elbow, spinning back elbow almost knockout at the buzzer of UFC Fight Night 139. He knocked out the Korean Zombie with like 1 or 2 seconds left in the fight.
The buzzer rang before Korean Zombie hit the ground.
Yeah, and he was out. He was done.
Unbelievable.
Spinning back elbow. What? Wild.
All right, our winner for knockout of the year 2018 goes to Yair Rodriguez.
Yeah, boy.
Amazing back elbow at the last second, knocking out the Korean Zombie, who has one of the best chins in all of MMA history.
In Denver, where the UFC all started at the 25th year anniversary. It was just an incredible moment.
Just capped it off. It was unbelievable.
It was just an incredible moment. And shout out to the Zombie, man.
Yeah,
he almost won that. I love the Korean Zombie.
Some other people who received votes, Yoel versus Luke Rockhold got another vote. But other than that, that was only one. Yair took that one away pretty clean there.
Nice.
So we're getting down to the last two most prestigious awards we do have. I mean, this is literally what it all comes down to. Like,
yeah.
This is who we are going into 2019 thinking was the absolute most dominant, best fighter
of 2018.
Of that year, 2018.
So first we have the male and female fighter of the year. Let's let the ladies go first. We have the best female fighter of the year award. First one, Tatiana Suarez. She went 2-0 this year, very dominant. We had Valentina Shevchenko, who won the flyweight championship and almost killed a lady, thanks to Mario Yamasaki. We had Jessica Andrade, who also had a great 2-0 year herself. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Jessica Ai, who went 3-0 and now is the only woman with 3 wins in the UFC flyweight division.
Wow.
Crazy. After having a such a rough start at bantamweight, she moved down. She finally found her division.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner for Best Female Fighter of the Year goes to, and probably the biggest upset of the entire evening,
yeah,
Jessica Ai.
Ooh!
Best female fighter of the year.
Evil Eye.
Over Valentina Shevchenko.
Wow. Evil Eye.
Which I think means She deserves that title.
You know
shot.
She's the number one contender.
She is.
In the rankings. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy. Wild.
Let's make it happen.
Like what?
Let's get it going right now.
Three fights in the 125 pound division. Brand new. Just opened up. She's already got the most wins.
Yep.
Crazy.
3-0. This was tied with the submission of the year for the closest vote of the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Jessica I pulled it off over Valentina Shevchenko.
Wild. I'm so excited.
By one vote.
I'm so excited for Evil Eye. We need to get her on here.
We're working on that. Yeah. Actually, I was working on that last night. Dope, yeah. Dope. Yeah. So
making moves.
She's there accepting her award.
Oh
my God.
Evil Eye.
We'll go talk to her later.
Okay. I'm going to freak out until I have a podcast.
Yeah, you're going to be weird.
I did that in real life.
Real life?
Yeah. Like in person, I seen her. I was like, hey, I like the way you fight. I have a podcast.
Oh,
Sam. She was just like, oh, and changed seats.
All right, guys. Well, to cap off the second annual A and Amy's, just such a great year in 2018. Mm-hmm. This is there was so much action all year. I'm really excited to see who wins this next one. This goes to the best male fighter of the year.
Yeah, this is the big one. So, the very first nominee, Khabib Nurmagomedov, the Eagle, went 2-0 this year and won the lightweight championship, defended it against Conor. Crazy year for him. Made a lot of money. Yikes. We have yet to hear about his suspension, but hopefully he returns in 2018 or 2019 quickly. The next nominee, Israel Adesanya, who already won our best breakout fighter of the year. Best fighter debuting in 2018. He went 4-0, man. He's fighting Anderson Silva. He might get a title shot off that. Whew.
Wow.
The sky's the limit for this kid.
Right.
Next nominee, Thiago Santos, who had a crazy year moving from middleweight, who's knocking people out, up to light heavyweight, mm-hmm. still knocking people out.
Right.
Insane.
Huge wins all year.
I cannot wait to see what happens with this guy.
The list of people he beat is just wild.
Literally. Do you think an Anthony Smith rematch? A light heavy?
That'd be fire.
Ooh.
I like that.
That's nuts.
Good call.
All right. Our last nominee, Daniel DC Cormier, went 3-0 this year, all title fights, the first to defend two different titles in the same reign. He claimed the heavyweight title and defended it, the first fighter to ever do that with simultaneous belts.
What was he, number three on UFC's or on ESPN's most dominant?
ESPN's most dominant athlete of the year.
I mean, yeah, what more can you say
what
about
more can
DC?
You say? What a standout guy.
What a great year for him. And our winner of 2018's Best Male Fighter of the Year goes to the man himself, the daddest man on the planet, Daniel DC Cormier.
Wow, well deserved.
Yeah.
Very well deserved.
Yeah, definitely.
He actually just relinquished his light heavyweight belt yesterday because he didn't want to get stripped.
Right.
He felt like being stripped of the belt because of these two fighting for the belt would have been, you know, like a mark on him personally. So instead, he relinquished it voluntarily.
And then Dana White came out and said he would have never been stripped. He would have just had to vacate it.
Well, that's kind of what he did anyway.
But like going down in the books, he would have never gotten stripped.
Yeah,
so Dana White said, I think he's being a little bit dramatic.
I can see where he's coming from.
But yeah.
Wow. Shout out our nominees. Shout out our winners. Wow.
That is all she wrote for the 2018 A and Amy's.
Yes. Beautiful. Catch us back on Sunday. We'll be going over UFC 229. Like we said, we didn't mention this. UFC 229 wasn't in the running for any of these nominations or votes.
What are you saying?
Or UFC 232, I'm sorry. UFC 232 wasn't in.
We're about to preview that.
Yeah.
We're about to go on. We're about to go do a little break thing. And then we're going to come back and preview UFC 232.
Okay. Let's do that. Let me...
get some music going. And
some music.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the 2018 A&Amy's.
Thank you all the fighters that showed up.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. Not to mention all of our fighters that showed up. Jason Cassius Mullen. I mean, Drucifer.
Drucifer.
A-Law.
Right.
Dude. George?
George?
You know what I'm saying? Fucking Jeff Hughes.
Jeff Hughes.
Best heavyweight prospect in all of A&A MMA land.
Yeah, right? Give it to him.
We love you, Jeff Hughes. If you're listening to this, I just want to give you a big hug. I miss you.
Just a big old hug.
He'll be on soon. We're working on that.
Cool, cool. Yeah. We'll see Jeff Hughes soon.
All right, y'all. We'll be back.
Shout out Slayer Gang. Shout out Hustle Society. Jill Green. Lily. Lord Fabian. Always. Hey. I can smash the hoe, but I'd rather pass the hoe. Yeah, my shit classical. Pull up at your door. Hey, hey, let them hammers go on the avenue. Yeah, yeah, walk through projects too. I walk through projects too. Yeah, hey, I can smash the hoe, but I'd rather pass the hoe. Yeah, my shit classical. Pull up at your door. Hey, hey, let them hammers go on the avenue. Yeah, yeah, walk through projects too. I walk through.
We got London on the train.
Everyone know I've been killed before. I've been bent like a centerfold. I crap with my money, no. Drop that top, get a breather. Got 4 million in jewelry, oh. Let that money fly to the ceiling, whoa. Did you pay someone's tuition? No. Do you own a star? No. Yeah.
Fuck all that bullshit. I'm done with bullshit.
Got my money went ludicrous. Get some rest of a hood, bitch. Get some rest of a poor bitch. Look at the grain, it's wood, bitch.
Sound like Tolly Smith. I'm a psycho. Running around. I'm a psycho.
Hey, he sounds like me by the end of the podcast when I'm fried and I crack open the bag of chips.
Right, literally. Oh my god. Alright, get that out of here. Get that out of here. Anyway, have you noticed under my suit jacket I'm wearing my
freely spoken shirt? Yes.
Yes, because tonight, by the time you're listening to this, probably there'll be a performance. Not by me, but by Freely Spoken. At a house show in Canton.
Oh,
so if you're not interested in UFC, even though I don't know why you'd be listening to this podcast if you didn't, you can come out to Canton. It's like 9th Street or something like that. It's right by Altman Hospital down there. It's going to be fire. A lot of metal bands, a lot of rap people. I'm going to be lit.
Cool, cool.
I'm going to be big lit. You already know. Mm-hmm.
Blackout showing up at my house drunk.
I don't know.
Probably walking into my neighbor's house as usual.
Oh, God. I was so scary when I did that, dude. Fuck. I was so spooked. So, I watched Black Box last night. Or Bird Box, sorry.
I was about to be like, is that like a, porn spinoff?
A plane crash.
Is that
and
a
I got
porn
the...
spinoff off of Bird Box? Because that sounds fire. Can I watch that?
Jesus. Yeah, look at Pornhub. And the movie was so trippy. Like, I had to get stoned before I watched it, because that's what Justin told me to do, and I did.
It's always good to take advice from Justin.
Generally. But yeah, no, it was scary. Like, I mean, I had dreams about this movie.
Yikes.
About, like, yeah, don't walk outside without your blindfold, and I did anyway. Like, I was like, oh, it's cool.
Did you get murked?
No. Somehow. But I woke up, so I might have got murked later on. MGK was in it. It was just a weird movie, but it was dope. I was excited with it.
Are you going to watch it again?
Probably not. 2 hours. It's a lot of time. Anyway, as we mentioned, UFC 232, the end of the year card. Two belts are on the line. We're gonna run it down, so you can watch it tonight and hear our previews beforehand.
Ooh.
All right, taking it from the top on the Fight Pass prelims, we have Brian Boom Kelleher going up against Montel Jackson.
Yeah, Montel Jackson actually missed weight by 1 pound.
Oh, no.
Yep.
The only fighter to miss weight on the card, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. But, yeah, other than that, he... Oh, God. Sean just came in and scared me.
Give me some tips.
But, yeah, other than that, he came into the UFC unbeaten, came from Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, lost his first fight to Ricky Simon as a unanimous decision there. Going up against Brian Boom Kelleher, a very experienced fighter. 19-9, just lost his last fight against John Lineker. Before that, was on a 2-fight win streak. This one's a tough one to call, but I think I'm going to go with Brian Boom Kelleher.
I'm going to do the same.
A&A MMA going with Brian Kelleher in this one.
Boom! All right, in the next fight, we have Kurt Curtis Millender, our pick from multiple different categories in this year's A&Emmys.
Just one.
I thought he was in two, at least.
Nope, he was in...
Breakout?
Nope. Debuting fighter in 2018.
Going against Sayer Bahadurzada. This is an interesting one. Bahadurzada is a badass. And at the weigh... Did you watch the weigh-ins?
No.
They were in each other's faces. They were very hyped going into this.
Bad blood, I like that.
Bahadurzada, the only Afghani fighter in the UFC.
Yep, been in the UFC for a long time, man. He started in 2012. Went on a little bit of a three-year layoff from 2013 to 2016. And then... since then, though, he's been on a three-fight win streak. He fights once every year, so this is going to be his first time since 2013 fighting twice in 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give me Curtis Millender.
Definitely give me Curtis Millender in this one. I think he's going to be a pretty heavy favorite, too.
Nice. Going on to the next one, we got Uriah Hall going up against Bevon Lewis. Fucking Uriah Hall almost has 30 fights.
Damn.
And Bevon Lewis.
It's Bevan.
Bevan has five.
Yeah, the extraordinary gentleman. He's actually 6-0.
Okay.
But this is his... He actually fought twice on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Won both of them by a knockout. He's a beast. And it's going to be really interesting. How many fights did you say Uriah Hall has?
He's 13-9. So like 23, 24, something like that.
Okay, 22, but...
Oh, well, close enough to 30. Closer to 30 than 5 or 6 is.
But, yeah, I'm... This is going to be a really high-action fight. I don't even know. I think this might be a... This is my pick for low-key fight of the night.
I would agree. I'm going with Bevan.
I'm going with Bevan Lewis, too, in his UFC debut. I think he's going to do good.
Against a ranked fighter. Wild. Did someone drop off from this, or did they just throw him against Uriah Hall?
Just throw him against Uriah Hall. That's what they think of him.
That's crazy.
This, and might I say, this is an extremely stacked prelim card.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. This next fight is nuts. We got 14-3 Nathaniel Wood going up against 13-4 Andre Yule, Mr. Highlight.
I got Andre Yule as 14-4, but whatever. Okay. Who cares? We'll see during the fights, but...
There is a 5-inch height discrepancy in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but other than that, though, Andre Yule made his UFC debut against Henan Barao. Got the split decision victory in that one. Another tough fight for
about
him.
That.
Yeah,
shit.
Another tough fight, though, coming straight back against the prospect, Nathaniel Wood. I've been hearing stuff about this guy since he was fighting in the the Cage Warriors Fighting Championship. He had a lot of hype behind him. Before that, he was fighting in Bellator, BA MMA. I mean, he's been through a lot of the best promotions under the UFC.
Right.
Came to the UFC and got his first UFC win over Johnny Eduardo via Bravo choke.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be an amazing fight. Who you got?
Andre Yule. I think he's going to do it again.
I'm going to go with the prospect, Nathaniel Wood.
Ooh.
Yeah. A&A MMA going to disagree on this one. I'm going with Nathaniel Wood. Some's going with Andre Yule.
Nice. On to the prelims. Another stacked fucking... Prelim. God, this whole night is wild.
Mm-hmm.
We got the prodigy, BJ Penn, coming back again. This time at lightweight to face Ryan Hall, who's been out for about 2 years, I believe.
Yeah. He hasn't fought since 2016.
Wow.
That was actually December 3rd. He beat Gray Maynard. This guy just gets it done, man. It always cracks me up. When I see him, I just think he looks so bad, but he just wins. I mean, that's all there is to it.
He just looks like he's like on constant Xanax.
Yeah, and his jiu-jitsu is just so good. Like, it's not even known, really.
I don't know. I just can't pick BJ anymore.
Oh, man. Fuck. Well, I just find this so interesting because it's two jiu-jitsu fight, like two jiu-jitsu greats.
But BJ's on, what, a 5-fight losing streak now, or is it 6?
BJ has lost his last...
I think he's won since 2012.
Oh, gosh, his last 5 fights, and the one before that was a draw. Oh. So, since 2010, out of 9 fights, he is 1-7-1.
Yikes.
He only beat Matt Hughes.
And he's still going, though.
In 2010.
And he's still going. BJ Penn's an animal.
I got to go with Ryan Hall in this one.
Same.
A&A MMA going with Ryan Hall in this one.
In the next fight, we have Douglas Silva de Andrade going up against Peter Yan, another fighter that was mentioned in our award ceremony.
Yeah, so Douglas Silva de Andrade, ranked number 14 in the bantamweight rankings right now. Only 5'7", going up against Peter Yan, who a really interesting prospect. Also 5'7", 25 years old, coming out of Russia. He had a hell of a 2018.
Right.
He beat Taruto Ishihara, Jinsu Sun, and then he comes out and another really tough fight here.
I will say this, Silva de Andrade looked drained at the weigh-ins, like sunken in cheekbones, all that. But he made the weight.
Yeah, honestly, I just think Peter Yan's a really interesting prospect, and I can see him rising pretty quickly through this bantamweight division.
Same.
A&A MMA going with Peter Yan in this one.
This is an interesting one as well. I think only, is it the first one or the second one, the non-title fight at women's featherweight?
I'm
pretty sure.
At featherweight?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's only the, no, because Holly fought, who'd she fight, that long chick?
Day Randomy?
No, that was title fight. It was who Holly beat last.
Megan Anderson?
Yeah.
Who's in this fight we're talking about.
I forgot. Yeah, so the second ever non-title women's featherweight fight.
You said
fight.
That tall chick. She's literally the right on your screen.
I thought it was the other one that came in. I thought it was Yana Kunitskaya.
Oh, man.
I was getting them two mixed up. The tall chick. Anyway, yeah, so she will be the tall chick again in this fight. She's got 6 foot going up against 5'6".
Yeah, she's... Megan Anderson is 0-1 in the UFC. Before that, she was on a 4-fight win streak going up against Alpha Cat Zingano, who really surprised me in her last fight, getting the win over Marion Reynaud. I mean, she went to a split decision victory with Caitlin Vieira, one of the best prospects in women's MMA right now. But, you know, other than that, she lost to Ronda when Ronda was doing that kind of fucking 14-second armbar shit. Juliana Pena, she lost to her, but... Since 2018, dude, she's been putting out some really, really good fights.
For sure.
I see Megan Anderson getting her first win in the UFC, though.
I see that as well.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Megan Anderson.
And the next fight, Andrei Arlovsky, who had the fucking sideways nose.
Does his nose always look like that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Why is that just now getting coverage?
Bro, Ariel Helwani asked about his nose.
I know.
And then he said, who are you to talk about noses? That's great. Going up against big ticket Walt Harris. Walt Harris will have a couple inches of height, about 15 pounds of weight on Andrei Arlovsky. I don't know. Give me Andrei in this one.
I'll take Walt Harris in this one.
Okay.
A&A MMA going to disagree. Slim's going with Andrei Arlovsky. I'm going with Walt Harris. And that will be your preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
The last one ever.
Yep.
On to the pay-per-view.
You know what's funny? I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, yeah, we'll see in the featherweight division. Chad Mendes and Alexander Volkanovski talking about who they should fight. They're fighting each other.
I know.
Know your shit.
We are. Alexander Volkanovski, 18-1 in the UFC. He is number 10 in the men's featherweight division, going up against Money Mendez, who's back at number 5 after, who did he beat last?
Chad Mendez in his return fight beat Miles Jury.
Nice. Fury Jury. Shit, this is going to be a banger, but I think I'm going to take the Australian.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's won his last 15 fights.
Yeah. Volkanovski's a badass.
I mean, he's 5-0 in the UFC. Give me Volkanovski in this one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. It's going to be a banger, though. Woo! Ooh, that's going to be such a good fight. I can't wait.
That one. And MMA going with Volkanovski. In the next fight, I don't know. know if you can call this a title eliminator or not, but...
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, whatever. Ilir Latifi, the Sledgehammer, going up against Overtime Corey Anderson.
Yeah, so Corey Anderson has won his last two fights. He beat Glover and he beat Patrick Cummins.
But we know he struggles with heavy strikers.
Yep, he lost to OSP, Jimmy Manua, Shogun Hua, Jean Valente. I mean, he has shown he's prone to getting knocked out.
And that is what Ilir Latifi likes to do. Now, there is a 4-inch height discrepancy in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey Anderson will obviously be the taller man and have the larger reach advantage. I don't know. I still think I'm going to take Latifi.
I'm going to go with Ilir Latifi, too. ANA MMA agreeing with this one.
Yes. On to the third fight of the night on the pay-per-view. I'm so excited for this fight. I cannot wait.
I'm not as.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want to know what he does. Anyway, Michael Chiesa moving up to the welterweight division for the first time, facing longtime UFC fighter and WEC former champ, Carlos Condit. Was that funny?
Yeah.
The WEC champ?
No, it's just funny. That no, nothing.
Anyway, Carlos Condit has kind of fallen off the horse as of late. He lost against Cowboy, and he also lost against...
Neil Magny.
Michael Chiesa, though, coming off that loss against Anthony Pettis, after missing weight, says he's done with lightweight, and here he is in his return fight at welterweight. This fight is almost identical. Carlos has an inch of height. Both have the same reach. I don't know, man. Give me Chiesa.
Yeah, give me Michael Chiesa in this one.
This is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see what he does at welterweight, because he looks like his frame looks nice for that. He didn't look too drained in at the weigh-ins.
Right.
He looks good. All right, on to our first championship fight of the night.
The fucking most anticipated, high level, the biggest women's fight in all of MMA history.
Ever. Of all time.
Ever.
For all the bragging rights.
Like, Chris. Whoever wins this is the greatest women's mixed martial artist of all time.
Has to be. Chris Cyborg. Going up against Amanda Nunes. The featherweight champ against the bantamweight champ.
Oh my gosh.
Bantamweight going up to featherweight. Man, they're actually the same height.
Amanda Nunes would literally cement herself as the greatest women's fighter of all time with this.
Literally.
Better than Cyborg.
I don't know, man.
The first ever women's champ.
I don't think I can pick against Cyborg, though. Amanda Nunes is a pressure fighter, but she does not like being pressured herself. I will say that.
This is going to be so... Oh, my gosh, bro. I can't wait for this fight.
Dumbfire.
I'm going with Amanda Nunes.
I gotta take Cyborg.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with Chris Cyborg. I'm going with the best fighter she's ever faced. I'm going with Amanda Nunes.
Yep. On to the main event of the evening. The rematch. The fight for all the bragging rights. The fight for the vacant light heavyweight championship of the world. Johnny Bones Jones going up against Alexander the Mauler Gustafson.
Man. Wow.
In the first fight, Alexander almost squeaked by with a split decision. He hit Jones in ways he's never been hit before.
Right.
He found openings that no one else has ever had success
Still
with.
Still the only person to ever take him down.
Right. But Jones continues to have this controversy behind him. As we mentioned, a picogram was found in his system. USADA contacted other people from around the world and believed that it was not another indigestion. It was a recurring pulse from the past thing he got popped for. I don't know how much I believe in that. But I don't really think John's a cheater. What is a picogram going to do for you? Maybe he did in the past. Who knows? He says he was under polygraph, which would have got him arrested had he told a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that either. But here we are. It's happening. As we mentioned earlier, the card was supposed to take place in Nevada, and it got moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So the UFC is taking a $4 million hit on the gate alone from just ticket sales.
Mm, that hurts. I heard it's going to be not as packed, but I don't know if I really believe that.
There's less seats in general.
Yeah, but just like in regards to the place actually being like packed.
No, they might sell out.
I think.
It's just if they do sell out, they're looking at about $2 million, whereas where they were, $6 million.
Six. Hmm.
So, you know, We'll see what happens there, but still, people, they got the pay-per-view. You know, pay-per-view is what can hold it together. But John Jones hasn't been the highest pay-per-view seller of all time. When they fought the first time, Custom Jones, they only sold about 240,000, something like that.
I think they're going to sell a lot right here.
Oh, I'm sure they will. There's a lot of controversy between this. Just the women's fight alone, I think that can push it up there. I don't know, man. I think Jones is going to do it again.
I already said one of the greatest mixed martial artists of all time is going to lose tonight. I'm not going to say two of them are. Johnny Bugs like, Jones.
I left you with the cliffhanger. I was like, oh my God, he's on a wire.
I'm in the middle of the Grand Canyon with one of them sticks. Like,
one of them sticks. Johnny Bones Jones going to reclaim the light heavyweight championship of the world. Mm-hmm. And then what? Go on another drug run? I don't know.
Fight DC for the champ.
Doubt it.
DC can't run forever.
I doubt it.
DC versus John Jones will sell more than DC versus Brock.
Probably.
Sean, what's your take on that? What? Who would sell more pay-per-views, DC versus John Jones or DC versus Brock?
DC and Brock.
Oh. Why?
Mm.
I see that argument.
That's fair. All the WWE fans that want to see him get his ass beat.
Right, all of his rivals.
Yeah.
CM Punk pay-per-views did so well.
Good point.
At least the first one.
Good point. All right, well, we're going with Jones. And that's our UFC 232 end-of-the-year card coverage.
The A&Amys are over. Our last predictions of 2018 are over. It was a hell of a run, Slim.
It's going to be a good year.
Good job.
It's going to be a good 2019.
Yep,
I'm ready
big
for
things
it.
Coming up.
Are we recording Sunday?
Let's have like a in memoriam of all of our greatest 2018 hits. I mean, dude, we freaking hung out with Jeff Hughes
twice. First time we had technical difficulties. I thought he was about to hop up and
hold
leave.
On. Time out. We podcasted with Jeff Hughes twice, and we got to go backstage at the MMA event, chill with Jeff Hughes and Jessica I, just kicking it
on stage, VIP front row seats,
no biggie,
15 feet away from the cage,
just chilling. It's whatever.
Wow, thank you, Jeff, for that opportunity.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was one of the best moments of my life. I'm not gonna
lie. Yeah, that was such an amazing night. Honestly, I wish I could go back. It was fucking awesome. I mean, We put out how many episodes? Probably like 40 or something.
Almost 50.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, our first full year as a MMA podcast.
Second full year. No, yeah, we started in March.
Yeah.
You're right. So, yeah, our first full year.
Yep.
Wow.
Amazing.
And we don't hate each other completely yet.
Right. Our beef's coming soon. We're going to like post it all on Twitter.
Right. Go back and forth, even though you're private. So it looks like I'm talking to no one.
Just for clout. We're not even actually fighting. We're texting each other.
Right. I'll say this next. This is going to be some I'm gonna
Sean
hit you with
gets
this.
It on it. Except Sean's not joking.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh, well, is that all? What other memories do we have?
I don't know, just thank you every guest that's ever came on, whether it be friend or fighter alike. Right. We really appreciate you guys, and thank you every listener. We really appreciate your support. Shout out Beta Ray Bill, one of our longtime friends of the show, and you know, just anyone that listens gives us a chance to voice our opinions of the sport. You know, I really enjoy doing this every week, and I you know this is just what I love to do. So. Thank you, everyone that helps me out. But listen,
well said, Slim. Well, you guys.
Oh, and we made money this year, so that's dope too.
We did make some money this year. not enough. That's why 2019's big bag year,
big popping.
So we from A&A MMA, we wish you all a very very happy New Year's. Everybody, stay safe, and we will catch you guys on the flip side.
See you next year.
Oh,
boo.
Bye.
This has been the Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Tap into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.